Why do some people spot opportunities others overlook? How can one person walk through a room and remember every detail while another recalls nothing? The answer lies not in natural genius, but in a learnable system of thinking that transforms ordinary minds into precision instruments. Sherlock Holmes, literature's most enduring detective, offers more than thrilling mysteries. He provides a blueprint for rewiring how we think, observe, and make decisions in everyday life. Think of your last major decision. Did you gather evidence systematically or go with your gut? The human brain operates on two distinct systems, one fast and intuitive, the other slow and analytical. We default to the quick system because it's effortless, like coasting downhill on a bicycle. This autopilot mode creates predictable errors. Our brains believe first, question later, a quirk that makes us vulnerable to manipulation. When you read, "Joe has no links to the mafia," your mind briefly accepts the opposite before correcting itself. Under stress or distraction, that correction never happens. The antidote requires mindfulness and motivation. Mindfulness means staying present, the difference between consciously placing your keys on the counter versus wondering later where they've gone. Motivation provides energy to sustain mental effort when your brain screams for shortcuts. Modern neuroscience confirms our mental addicts can be remodeled. Neural connections strengthen with use and weaken with neglect, like muscles that grow or atrophy. Research reveals 68% of people show racial bias, 80% show age bias, and 76% show disability bias on implicit tests. Yet conscious effort counteracts unconscious prejudice. Doctors showing bias on tests didn't necessarily translate that bias into treatment decisions. Awareness of your mind's shortcuts is the first step toward more accurate thinking. Looking and observing are fundamentally different. You might look at someone and notice a blue shirt. True observation reveals the frayed collar, suggesting financial constraints, the faded color indicating frequent washing, the specific shade matching an airline's uniform. Same person, radically different information. But observation isn't about noticing everything. It's about strategic attention. Your mind wanders, and when you're in a bad mood, your visual cortex literally processes less information. Attention is finite and depletes with use. Effective observation requires four elements. First, be selective by defining clear goals beforehand. Second, be objective by separating facts from interpretation. She's wearing expensive jewelry is fact. She's wealthy is interpretation. Third, be inclusive by engaging all senses and noting absences. What's missing often reveals more than what's present. Finally, be engaged through focused attention, active concentration on one subject with zero distractions. It's mentally exhausting, which is why most people avoid it, but it's also transformative. Most people observe facts but fail to connect them into meaningful patterns. Imagination bridges observation and conclusion, not wild fantasy, but disciplined creativity that recombines what you've seen into something new. Despite claiming to value creativity, our society harbors deep biases against it. Research shows people facing uncertainty rate genuinely creative ideas as less appealing than practical ones. We prefer familiar devils to uncertain angels. A classic experiment illustrates this. Attach a candle to a wall so it burns without dripping wax, using only a box of tacks, matches, and the candle. Over 75% try tacking the candle directly or using melted wax as glue. The solution requires imagination. Empty the box, tack it to the wall, and place the candle inside. This demonstrates functional fixedness, our tendency to see objects only in their presented function. Breaking this limitation requires psychological distance. When stuck, deliberately shift your attention elsewhere. Take a walk, play music, work on something different. This creates mental space for your unconscious mind to work. Physical relocation helps too. Returning to a problem in a different location often triggers breakthrough insights. Stepping away isn't giving up, it's strategic repositioning. After observing and imagining comes deduction, analyzing information to reach conclusions. Our storytelling instincts sabotage this process. We overweight recent information, forget crucial details, and often answer easier questions than those we posed. Most people fail simple logic tests by following intuition over reflection. A bat and ball costs $1.10 total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? Most answer 10 cents. Wrong. The correct answer is 5 cents. Proper deduction requires separating crucial facts from incidental ones. Subtle word choices dramatically affect memory. Describing cars that smashed versus contacted changes speed estimates and creates false memories of broken glass. We're susceptible to detail seduction. More details make stories compelling, even when irrelevant. Our confidence increases with information volume, regardless of quality. The remedy? State your reasoning aloud, forcing mindful reflection on each premise. This verbal articulation reveals logical gaps hidden in silent thought. Don't dismiss improbable scenarios prematurely. We're limited by personal experience, letting what we've seen define what seems possible. When you've eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, deserves serious investigation. Here's a paradox. The better you become at something, the more dangerous your expertise becomes. As skills become automatic, they risk becoming mindless. Your brain's reward system works against improvement. Once you master something, dopamine rewards diminish and you plateau. The remedy lies in continuous challenge. Explain your thought processes to others, forcing examination of automatic deductions. Welcome questions that challenge assumptions. Seek unfamiliar problems beyond comfortable expertise. Psychology research identifies 4 overconfidence traps: simple problems, underconfidence; difficult problems, overconfidence; familiar situations, complacency; and information overload, illusion of knowledge. Stay humble by actively seeking disconfirming evidence. Build systems that catch overconfidence. A trusted friend who warns when you're getting cocky, deliberately arguing against your conclusions, asking, "What would make me wrong?" before committing to decisions. The greatest thinkers aren't those who never make mistakes, but those who recognize errors quickly and learn from them. View intelligence as fluid, see mistakes as information, and treat challenges as growth opportunities. Your brain responds to what you believe about yourself. If you believe you can improve, neural pathways reorganize to support that growth. If you believe you're limited, those pathways reinforce those limits. This isn't motivational fluff, it's neuroscience. Research distinguishes 2 theories of intelligence: incremental, intelligence grows through effort, and entity, intelligence is fixed. These beliefs create self-fulfilling prophecies. Incremental theorists view failure as feedback. Entity theorists see it as confirmation of inadequacy. Brain scans show incremental theorists display larger neural signals when processing mistakes, reflecting conscious attention to errors and better subsequent performance. Mindset isn't predetermined. Studies show exposure to negative stereotypes before tests damages performance, but counter-stereotypes help. Women shown successful female scientists perform better on math tests. Your brain continuously grows new connections and prunes unused ones, strengthening where you exercise it. Consider the late bloomers: physicists becoming artists in middle age, grandmothers beginning painting at 75, authors publishing first novels at 52. These aren't exceptions. They're demonstrations of what becomes possible when you reject the myth of fixed ability. You'll never be perfect, but you can approach imperfections mindfully. The journey to better thinking has no finish line, only the next step forward.